In this week's Cut Newsline, two cuts. Both cuts are Paco Orlerton, a producer from Casa Grande, Arizona. This is part one of two stories on the multi-commodity education program. This is Cut One, start your machines on one. Three, two, one.
One of the biggest differences, is, I think, as far as marketing, is all these guys have got on-farm storage. So they store their soybeans or their corn or their wheat, and then they can market whenever throughout the year. Of course, and we have that option with cotton in warehouses, but I think it's a little bit different as far as I'm concerned, the fact that you've actually got it on-farm, and you have a comfort factor, I believe, with that, where you know that your grain is in that tank on your farm.
This is Cut 2, start your machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
One of the things that's kind of intrigued me is that these guys seem to be more vertically integrated in their operations. It's like going through the sugar beet mill. It's a co-op, and if you don't have stock, I mean, you can't deliver sugar beet. And that co-op's returning money to these guys. Selling beets to the co-op is returning money to them, and I think that's one of the intriguing things. Everybody that we've been to on their farm, they've got something else they're doing on the side. It's like they're selling seed, they're processing seed, they're growing seed. They've got something that's going on. They're a little bit more vertically integrated than what I see with our growers from where I'm at.